The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, Jill Lane, and I have Daniel Tagg. Hey, everyone. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Hello.
It's been a crazy morning. And you know, speaking of going higher, I wish I could get my mic to go higher. I don't know what is wrong with it.
You gotta bend that middle one.
Oh, there you go. There you go. My gosh. Yeah, my morning started out a little crazy. I had the two Shih Tzus who Shih Tzu'd in my car.
Oh, that's fun.
Both of them?
Only one.
Okay.
I don't know which one it was. I think it was the one that was in front shaking that was so nervous. These poor little things, I think, have been in the backyard forever, being used like as puppy mill stud dogs. And, you know, they're sweet as can be, and they're actually very obedient, but I don't think they'd ever been in a car. Mm-hmm. Hmm. And so, anyway, so they're getting neutered right now. Sorry, fellas, had to do it. You know, they need to get under control.
Right? Did you find homes for them yet?
Well, you know, I've got several people. Rosalie's one of them that's interested in my little sweetie boy. You know, you always tend to like gravitate toward one than the other. I don't know why, but you connect with them, I guess, in different ways. And so. Oh my gosh, I'm so hot. I've got this wool sweater on. I wiped it off with disinfectant cloths earlier today because I thought maybe they touched me and they had poop on them. You know, the dust.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's expensive to dry clean a sweater. I'm like,
look at you bringing up poop in the show before me. I mean, we have really come a long way.
I know. So when Jill Lane first started on the show, like, oh my gosh, 6 years ago, she was here you were right from the beginning. You've always been on from the very beginning. You're one of the first contacts that I made. And she used to talk about poop all the time, and I couldn't deal with it. It used to embarrass me so bad.
Talk about fecal transplant. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Transplant.
Yeah. And well, so you know what's so funny is Squatty Potty is one of our sponsors and has been for a long time. And I ran across this morning. This is from Mercola.com. Take control of your health, which is what we're going to be talking about with you today, Jill. And guess what he's talking about? He's talking about, can the toilet be blamed for increasing rates of colon and pelvic disease? Yes, they can. He goes on to talk about that the classic 175-year-old Western toilet may be in part responsible for increasing bowel and pelvic problems, including constipation, hemorrhoids, colitis, appendicitis, colon cancer, and others. Anyway, and it says that the modern toilet places you in a sitting position as opposed to the more traditional squatting position with your knees to your chest. Sitting to empty your bowels results in more straining when you're on a modern toilet because your intestinal organs are not in an optimal position for elimination. So squatting actually straightens your rectum. I can't believe I just said rectum. I don't know if I've ever said. I don't think I've ever said rectum on the air.
Why are you pointing at me when you say that?
Have you ever heard me say rectum?
No.
I don't think I have.
It's a new one.
Oh my God. Dawn of a new day.
Anyway, well, you know, it's a body part.
Daniel's uncomfortable.
It is, right?
No, I can speak about rectums. I'm fine.
Oh, geez.
Just in the context.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my gosh, what a funny opening. Well, but anyway, so Squatty Potty, if you don't have one, really take control of your health, your toilet health, and squat instead of sit. And get one for your mom or your dad or your kids. If you've got children, start them out right in the squat position. So I don't want colon cancer. I can tell you that, or irritable bowel syndrome. Sorry, I'm getting all excited.
I can tell.
Getting
oh my gosh.
Excited.
I raced here today. I raced here because it took me like 30 minutes to clean all the poop out of the interior of my car. And then while I was in there, I thought, well, I might as well detail it a little more. So I ended up, you know.
Do you take the baby wipe route? You said that we've talked about how you can really detail your car with baby wipes.
At a stoplight. I mean, you can't even believe how much you can get done.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Wow. My car's a mess.
Poop is better than urine because at least because the smell of urine lingers.
What a great point.
So you know what? I mean, you know, if there was a positive to having it be number two, it is.
Yeah, that is true now because, and I've got the seats that, you know, heat and air cool you. So I'm sure it would mess with the whatever's down in there, you know, making it do its thing, right? You're the man here. Hey, I'm going to get a new car this week. I'm pretty sure I'm going to buy a Prius, a Toyota Prius, and we're going to wrap it.
Nice.
And I think we're going to put a squatty potty on top. So if you see it in town, you'll know it's us.
Cool.
Of course, it'll say One Life Radio on it.
Who's going to drive it? Are you going to drive it?
I think we're going to split it up. I think Avi and Lexi and I and Marie are all going to drive it because we all live in four different parts of town
a little bit. Good
Lexi and I, Aviana and I probably live closer than all the rest. But yeah, so that way it'll be all over Dallas.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Please put a squatty potty on top.
Yeah. I know. And here's what I'm going to do, too. I think I'm going to, you know how I love to have, I'm just a prankster. I love to have fun with everything that I do, or at least I try to. I miss fun. But I'm going to get a big stuffed animal, even if I have to make it myself, that's a unicorn, and put it in the passenger seat.
That's so
won't that be great?
And then if you had some unicorn poo like coming out of your squatty potty, like rainbow style, that'd be amazing.
You know what? I saw something. Where did I see it? And I was like, oh my gosh, Squatty Potty should be so proud of their marketing department. Like seriously, because the top emoji of the year was, I think, it was the unicorn. I think it was the unicorn. That was the top emoji of 2017. And then the rainbow, too. I think the year before that, the poop one won the award. Mm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you guys want to talk about?
It's hard to come off of poop, man.
Rainbows, unicorns, and poop emojis. I mean, that's pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got something funny. And I bet you guys, we'll see who knows the answer to this. So I was preparing for Rosalie's segment today. She had an emergency. She couldn't come in. And so what I was, she said something about, I've got it right here. Where is it? It's generational, talking about the challenges of multi-generational workforce. And so I typed in generation. I want to know, so how long is a generation? Do you guys know?
That's a good
Anybody
question.
Anybody want to guess?
I'd say 20, 30 years.
Got to give me an answer.
30 years.
I would
say based on the way we've been naming, like the millennials, Gen X, that's about 10-ish.
I know it.
10 to 15-ish years.
Well, that's what.
Because I feel like that's when the new names kind of pop
right.
up. Like now you're a this and now you're a that.
Well, that's what prompted me because when I was preparing for the segment, she said 5 and 6
generations. But I would say I think old days was like 50 years.
Well, she said from 5 to 6 generations. I'm like, wait a minute. How long is a generation? You know, and I started calculating, you know, my age and how many generations, you know, I've lived in one household or whatever. And I thought five generations, how many? And so it's, I won't give you the years yet. I'm going to tell you it's 10,000 days. Okay. I don't know how to do algebra. So I don't know what this 8 times 8 times 10 with a little 8 above it in seconds or 8.8 times 10. What do you call that?
To the eighth?
Aviana. To the eighth. Is that what it is? Okay.
I mean, that's how you could say it.
That's how you say it. Okay, yeah. That's how you say it. So 8.8 times 10 to the 8th seconds and 1.5 times 10 to the 7th minutes or 250,000 hours, 10,000 days or 28 years.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah,
28 years. Did you cheat and look it up
he
on
did.
Your
no,
phone?
No, no, no.
Do I need to smack you?
I added up the numbers that you gave me. But hey, I was pretty close with my original guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were close. Yeah.
I thought it would be 20 years. I thought, it's 20 years. I mean, back in the day, I mean, I know my great-grandmother, they got married at like 16 or 17, 18.
Makes sense.
They were,
it's kind of like, if you think about it, that's about when someone's like going into adulthood and then like the next generation of people that are going to go through like adolescence and then, you know, like that's how I'm thinking about it. Okay, like once you're about that age, say birth to 28, you're moving into the adult and like a new generation is coming up that are like the kids.
Well, then according to this, the next generation starts Tuesday, January the 2nd, 2046.
Oh.
Isn't that cool? I thought this was so cool. And the generation before this, one generation before right now, this is in present time from when you asked Google, you know, what's a generation? What constitutes a generation? So Tuesday, January 16th, 1990 was the last generation before now.
So us, the Gen X and millennials and all of that are really all part of one generation.
They are. Mm-hmm. They are. They really
Technically,
are.
Technically, which
yeah.
is after the baby boomers, but before the people that are coming up now. We're like in the middle.
Interesting stuff though, right?
Very interesting.
All right. Well, we've got a great show coming up talking about interesting. Jill Lane is going to be talking about who should you really believe or get advice from about your health. And Daniel Tagg is going to be talking about should you get a massage? I should. I'm way overdue. Okay, everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification. With vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's Paleo Magazine Online. You know this song, Daniel?
No, but you know, a song did come on in the gym this last hour, and I was like, ooh, I know it.
Really?
Yeah.
I love this song.
Who is this by?
This is Third Eye Blind. This is, How's It Gonna Be?
How's It Gonna Be?
How's It Gonna Be is the name of the song. How's It Gonna Be When We're No Longer Together?
They were so good.
Oh, my gosh. We saw them in concert this summer, and I have to tell you, we had an absolute blast. It was just really great.
They were awesome.
Oh, they were. Well, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio. He's an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics, biomechanics of resistance training, and is a licensed massage therapist. We're going to be talking with him in an upcoming segment, a couple of segments actually, about should you get a massage. And, you know, I was astounded when I started doing my research last night about just, you know, about massage. Mm-hmm. Just stuff that I had no idea the power of massage. Oh, shoot. You know what? I forgot my book at my bedside. Mm. I was reading a book about touching, and I can't remember. Don't laugh, okay? The power of touching. Do you remember the Mr. Gianni story, Jill? Where I had to jump over the bed to get over I almost called him Dr. Gianni. I'll tell it later on in the show. I'm going to tease everybody. I know I've told that story with you on the air before. That's why it popped in my head. Absolutely. Jill Lane is a pro athlete and nutrition coach, founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and parents that support them. Love this woman, and I absolutely love what we're talking about today. Who should you really believe or get advice from about your health? Jill Lane.
Ooh, well, this is such a hot topic, and I know that we were talking during the break just about all the amazing people that are involved with One Life Radio, and it's a really the gamut from literal scientists who are in the laboratory conducting science, like the Wilson brothers and some of the guys with ISSN, to clinicians and academics, and so there is a broad array of opinion in this space.
Is there. Oh, my gosh.
And so there was a New York Times article that came out just a few days ago that had just such a salacious headline, How to Counter the Circus of Pseudoscience. And obviously, the guy in the picture has a shirt that says, Food is Medicine. And so first of all, to me, I was just like, really? Like, it's this big claim about pseudoscience and then this very foundational, in my opinion, ethic about your health. That food is medicine, almost claiming that food isn't medicine, that food isn't can't do any good for you.
Exactly.
The food you eat has no impact on your health. So that just got me right out of the get-go, the headline and then the picture.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, all right, I gotta check this out.
Well, and we had a medical doctor on the air a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him a really good question, and he didn't answer it the way I thought he would. But he is a medical doctor. And so I think that sometimes they get caught up in that practice of being a medical doctor and maybe don't think outside the box, outside the medical box, if you will.
Well, listen, I'd love to read just the beginning opening of this article, who was written by an MD. And I think I'll preface this that I have many colleagues that are medical doctors that I respect and who I go to as mentors. And so this is certainly not about all MDs having a certain bias. In fact, I think I'll share a story in a little bit about how the other side of the coin, the non-MD practitioners, you know, also need to be more open-minded to traditional
Absolutely.
Medical, you know.
Well, I have
standards.
To tell you, I was having real sharp pains on my body yesterday. It started out small and then they got worse and worse and worse and they've still continued. I'm thinking about going to a medical doctor, okay? Because I want to know what it is. It's just weird. It's just on one side of my body, starts in my shoulder, goes all the way down to my groin. And I'm thinking, you know, after what my friend went through, I'm going to go see a medical doctor and figure out what's going on.
Listen, I mean, I think you could really sum up this article and what my perspective is and what I like to teach the students and clients that I work with and their families is that you have to think for yourself. And if everybody repeats after me, I am in charge of my health.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat after me.
I am in charge of my health.
Your doctor is not in charge. Your doctor is not in charge of your health. Your spouse is not in charge of your health. As parents, you know, we certainly can dictate and direct the health of our children by the actions that we make on their behalf or for them.
Oh, my gosh.
As a grown adult, you are singly in charge of your health.
Absolutely. I went into a box store yesterday to drop off. I was sending back the credit card machine from Adrift back to New York anyway. And I went into this package place where you send out. It's like a post office, you know, like a shipping place. And this woman behind the counter, I overheard her while I was looking for which box I was going to use to ship at, making my decision. I heard her go, yeah, and I switched back from 3 hours Tylenol, 3 hours Motrin, 3 hours Tylenol, 3 hours. When I went up to the counter, I said, is somebody in your family sick? That's a lot of pain relief medicine. And she said, is that bad? And so that's all she had to say. And I went into a long, but there was no one else in line. Yeah. A nice dissertation, not too long, and kind of gave her like a quick 5-minute education about that. And her 3-year-old daughter has the flu and she's pregnant. So I went home and got her some Flunata and some ether elixir and brought it to her because it was only like right around the corner from my house. Mm. And again, gave her a little bit of education and told her to listen to the show. But so many people out there, my point is, do not know what the heck they're doing.
So the opening is the perfect segue, and this is part of the reason why. So this is the author speaking. Maybe one day, once I have decades of experience as a doctor and further training in my area of specialization, I will be able to speak about health and matters with a tone of authority of the average naturopath. I mean, really, you're going to just go straight in with that sort of a slight of opinion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I think really the premise is when I interview, which I do, someone who's going to partake in something to do with my health, whether it's a physician, a trainer, a massage therapist, whoever it might be, and talk to them about, you know, how long have they been doing what they're doing? How did they get their continuing education? Have they been to any new cool seminars lately that they learned something cool? I am listening for an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening for someone that's not stuck in a box, that hasn't been doing the same thing for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whether they're on the quote unquote alternative side, you know, a nutritionist, a naturopath, a chiropractor, whoever you want to put in that box, or the traditional medicine side, a doctor, a surgeon, you know, whoever you want to put there. Because science is evolving. But here's the deal. Science isn't perfect. And if all we do is lean on science, we get what we've got in our healthcare right now.
Well, we've got corruption, too. We've got corruption in Washington. We've got corruption. We just do. And what makes me think of that is I always go back to this. Oh, before I'm going to set you up here. So I'm going to ask you, as a nutritionist, astragalus, is it great for your immune system? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dr. Andrew Weil, who is a Harvard-educated doctor, was called out by the FDA in 2009. And it is in a book that Dr. Tennant, you know who I'm talking about? Can't think of the name of the book right now. Something Voltage. Anyway, in the beginning of the book, it shows an actual, you know, a picture of the letter that was sent to Dr. Andrew Weil because he was talking about astragalus and how powerful it is to boost the immune system. I'm very passionate about this, you can tell. But they basically sent him a cease and desist letter that says, do not ever refer to astragalus in such a way that you promote it for being something that promotes fighting the flu or fighting cold viruses or making your immune system stronger. And so that's the stuff I have a problem with. I really do, because that information needs to get out to the general public. When you're sick and you don't have a lot of time or money, the last thing you need to do is drag yourself and your three-year-old to the doctor's office, pay a lot of money. There's not really a lot they can do for the flu. You need to be prepared ahead of time by taking supplements like astragalus and oregano oil. Name a few more. Vitamin D3. I mean, you can wash your hands a lot. There's a lot of things you can do to prevent disease.
Well, I think it just goes back to everybody understanding. And we actually had a family meeting in my family last night with my extended family, parents, sisters, brother-in-law, because I have someone close to me that has an acute health challenge, something that would normally scare the pants off a lot of people. But as a family, we're all jumping on board as a wake-up call and as an opportunity to make some changes, because what happened is that this particular person was told to just watch. Let's just watch this and see what happens. Let's just watch. Well, when you watch and it turns into diabetes, cancer, now you need a heart disease surgical intervention or something. What did we watch for?
Right.
Was there not something that one of these quote-unquote naturopath, nutritionists, you know, someone in my field or other could have told us to potentially do that would have stalled, maybe even reversed or redirected that. So now you don't need to go through all of these other expensive pharmaceutical or medical treatments? Yes, the answer is yes. And so the perfect scenario is for someone to ask a lot of questions when they present to whoever their healthcare practitioner is, whether it's you choose a naturopath, which in some states are licensed to do exactly what medical doctors do. There's less than a handful of them where that's the case. But in the states where they're not licensed to do that, they've gone to the same school. They have the same education. It doesn't mean they are any less than a medical doctor, but you need to do your homework. And let me tell you, this is a story. I was looking for a new office to do my nutrition consulting in. I'd moved to a new city. There was this chiropractor that everybody loved, and there were some other practitioners in there. So I thought, great, this will be a good place. Long and the short of the story is he said he was a phlebotomist and did IV treatments and all this other stuff. And it turns out he wasn't. He had fabricated his certificates and the guy's in prison now. So I say that you have to do your homework. We can't be blindly led. You
Absolutely.
Have to ask questions, whether it's your doctor or it's your naturopath or your nutritionist, your chiropractor. You have to find out the backstory on these people because they are intervening on the part of your health,
your
but
life.
They are not in control of your health.
Right.
You are.
And you know your body better than anyone. You absolutely do. There was something I was going to say and it went in one head, one ear, not ear, went out of my head. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I mean, I think the biggest thing I try to impart, I did this with my family last night and with the clients and families that I work with, is that you're in charge. You get to choose. If you want something to change, you have to choose a new action. It could be, you know, a hands-on therapy like massage, or it could be that you just start eating more vegetables, but you have to choose and you cannot go in blind. It's not okay to be ignorant anymore when it comes to your health.
I absolutely agree. And are you staying with us?
I'm around.
All right. So we're going to continue on with Jill Lane and Daniel Tagg. And I'll tell you the Mr. Gianni story when we come back from break. How about that? All right, everyone. You would touch. That's the. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Back to. I didn't want to interrupt Stevie. He's so good. I heard the song at Target last night.
I love.
Oh my gosh, this
Stevie.
is a This is a classic. So then I went on to tell my daughter all the great dance moves I have for this song. Like classic moves. I'm like, I'll show you when
while
we get
in
home.
Target. Oh, come on. You didn't do them in
did
Target?
Did she roll her eyes when you said it?
No, she didn't because she loves to dance. Good. She's a natural. Speaking of my daughter, you know what she did this morning? And I guess I'll make the introductions afterwards. You'll appreciate this, Jill. She's gone into the catering business now. She's making lunches. My lunches are famous, okay? I have the big fat Greek wedding lunches for my daughter. I always go through a lot of work to provide her with like an amazing lunch. And so they've become kind of famous. And so, you know, there's been some food envy in the schoolhouse. And so a couple of kids like, you think your mom would make lunch for us too?
Wow.
Or could you? Because you make such great lunches. So she took over the project and now she made lunches. We had to go to Target last night to get some organic spaghetti sauce. She made pasta and Caesar salad, and they had to have a little dessert too, like the complete, like the drink and everything. And she's charging like $10 a kid.
That's not bad.
Good for her.
But, you know, I always thought about having a catering truck at the school and providing really good quality food. That actually is a great idea. Someone should do it.
That is.
Someone out there should do it because there's a need for it. And so welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Jill Lane, Daniel Tagg. I've got Aviana and Lexi with me as well. And Diamond Gray on the controls. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys bios again for people that are just now joining us that maybe say, what is this show? We had that happen actually the other day, and they emailed us. Someone just happened to fall on 1190 and say, you know what? Wow, that was a great show. I'm going to tune in every day. So, so let me reintroduce you. So Jill Lane has been on the show for a very long time, since the very beginning. She is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center, and he is certified in orthokinetics, biomechanics of resistance training, and he is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems and was a wildland firefighter. And so should you or we or I get a massage, Daniel? And if so, why? What are the benefits of getting a massage?
So, massage is an interesting industry to me. I went through the massage school and everything else, and I mainly learned Swedish and learned sports massage and trigger point and all that as well. But we have to be careful who we go through with our massages. But I started listing out, the pros and cons when I was kind of doing the outline for this. It's like, wow, there really is a lot of pros.
Uh-huh.
So you need to be careful, but some of the pros are like, getting the lymphatic system to move, which is very good for our circulatory system, for our overall health, for anti-inflammation. Stress reliever, personally, I think is one of the hugest or best benefits for this.
We
neglect to look at the psychological benefit of, like you said, the power of touch, right? Just that.
I wish I had that book with me. There was such astounding information in it. You talk about the science. I mean, gosh, I can't recite it. I wish I could, but it's amazing.
Yeah, especially for like elderly people. Like Sean always brings this
critical.
Up. He used to work in a old folks home or in a nursing home or something like that, where he had to work with elderly people constantly as the head nutritionalist. And he said, it's amazing how little they get touched and how much it means just to put a hand on them, to give them a hug.
Absolutely.
So for the mental and physical health of an elderly person, getting a light massage would be huge for the overall health.
Well, even getting your hair shampooed feels amazing. It's the best part of a blowout.
Yeah,
I'm here to tell you.
And
it
you get
really
a little
is.
Bit of the head massage and everything like
My
that.
My son, to this day, who's 8, almost always falls asleep when he gets his hair cut because he just puts him in a trance.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Just
love it.
The energy transfer of that touch and just the relaxing points of all of those. I mean, you would be able to speak to all the stuff that's on our scalp and all of the places that you can purposely press on for relaxation.
They actually had diagrams of that in this book. It's called Touching, and I'm going to bring it in. We're going to talk about it again. But speaking of touching, I'll tell you the story, Mr. Gianni, because it's perfect. Because he was in his own home, but I was his home health nurse. He and his wife. I was there to actually take care of his wife, who was an invalid, and I was the night nurse. So I was there from midnight to 7 a.m., okay, or maybe 8. But anyway, I was really young. I was probably, I don't know, like 21 years old is when I was coming from one place, going headed toward another, had to make a little money to get back out of town again, just young, doing my thing. But I picked up this job, and so it was for a home healthcare nurse. Anyway, so one night I'm sitting at the kitchen table and I'm reading, and I think I was in school then too, taking a couple classes, and Mr. Gianni comes out and he has this, and you're looking at me like, what is she going to say? You guys are all so serious. Yeah. Lighten up. Okay, and so he had this, it's an old Italian upstate New York home, okay? So real old fashioned sink, everything. He pulls out like a metal bowl from under the sink and puts it in the middle of the sink, and he has a mirror over the sink, okay? And he starts shaving, and I said, oh, Mr. Gianni, you feel like you want to shave? He says, yeah, I'm a shave. And he's a real Italian, okay? Like, I don't even know if he spoke English. He was that Italian. And so I said, so he gets done, and he turns, and he looks at me, and he said, I a pay, you a touch. And I'm like, what? You know? And I had to jump over the table to get away from Mr. Gianni, 97 years old or something like that, on two canes. But he still wanted to be touched, is my point of the story. Now, that's not the kind of touching that we're actually talking about today. We're talking about massage. But it's really kind of all the same thing, because it's physical touch, it's connection. But what you do, of course, is much more specialized. We're not talking about that kind of massage.
We spent a whole week on how to avoid those situations.
Yeah.
Like, can we, and massage goes like, can we please talk about something else? But yeah, no, we're not going near those areas. But as far as like relaxing, right, it's a really relaxing, can be a meditative thing, help you get into a deeper meditation, kind of like the float tank, right?
Right. Oh,
say the float tank's probably a little bit better for a meditative state, but the massage will help you relax things and then just let you have to physically think about relaxing. Like, so many times I've had people on the table when I was going through massage school or when I'm working on them with other modalities now, that it's like I constantly have to tell them relax, relax, relax. And it's really hard for people. They don't realize how tense they are in everyday life just to be laying down and to fully relax all the muscles. Most people cannot do it.
No, they can't. I had a great question and I forgot it. I'm so into listening that I'm not, thinking, because we're kind of doing this off the cuff, which I kind of like. So, what about the lymph nodes? You know, when the people are doing the massage and you feel that like little pop.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? That's not the lymph node. Those are little pockets of, what do they call it? Lactic acid. Is that real?
So you have pockets of air in joints that when you hear that pop, that's just air releasing. I don't think that is lymphatic
system. I didn't mean to say lymph.
Or what would you just say?
Like
the
lactic acid. You know, when they get all that popping and you're like, wow. Yeah,
it's not so much lymphatic system. It's just air. It's literally air buildup, and then you pop it, it releases, and you hear the releasing of the air. Yeah.
And so how does the air, what do you mean the air? How does the air get in there?
So I don't know how the air gets in there, but it's just a little pocket of air that basically just gets released, and that's what you hear.
Well, massage, I want a massage. Just talking about it makes me want a massage. It does so many different things. So are there any risks, though? Are there any risks of getting a massage?
There are huge risks to massage. You're pressing on a whole bunch of things, and especially these deep tissue massage therapists, if they really don't know what they're doing, they're pressing on all kinds of nerves. Okay, you can get nerve entrapments, you can inflame nerves, you can cause more pain than was there before, you can shut down muscles. So you need to be careful when someone's just kind of using their elbows and their knees and everything. If a really good massage therapist can train to have sensation in their elbow to tell exactly what they're pressing on and how hard, not saying it can't be done, but if they're
it's
just pressing
the nerve endings though that you have in your fingertips.
Exactly, in your fingers and everything else. But also as a massage therapist, if you're working on like 8-10 people a day and he's using fingers all the time, that gets really hard on the massage therapist too. Especially if you're trying to work on someone that has a lot of muscle tissue and you have to put more pressure to hit things, that's where the elbow and stuff comes in. But you have to be careful. Just because you're pressing harder does not mean it's better. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Deep tissue, you should work to where that you have a little bit of tension on there, and then as it releases, press a little bit more. As it releases, press a little bit more. Trigger point should actually take about a half an hour per area. To really release muscles. It's not just press, 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 press. It's going to release, press, press, press. It's going to release. And also, you have to be careful with these massage therapists to say, hey, this really feels tight. I'm just going to go in and release it. Well, why is it tight, right? It's sometimes it's tight to protect us from a range of motion that needs to be. If you release it, you've just opened up a range of motion that could potentially not be stable. And then you go out in life and you're very unstable. So you have to be careful who you go to, just like what
Jill.
Jill, sorry. I mentioned Dan.
First time.
I'm
I know.
Horrible
Good
with names.
To meet you.
Yeah. What Jill
you have
was saying.
Three belts, so I'm like, whatever you
I know.
Said. So I'm just
whatever
like, cool, man.
Say,
call
master.
Me whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly right. But like she was saying, you need to have a little bit of self-education. Check out these people. Check out their certifications. Check out the knowledge. And do a little bit of research and give yourself some knowledge before you go into that person to make sure, hey, it's not necessarily a good thing to press hard. If this person's pressing hard and they're pressing hard on my neck and some other things, that might be a red flag that, hey, this might not be the person.
What about sciatica? I have sciatica, and so many people have sciatica.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that? And let me ask you this. Can massage, like, get rid of it?
It can, and it can make it worse. And sciatica is a very thrown-around term. It's called inflammation through the sciatic nerve, and everyone talks about the piriformis and how releasing the piriformis will take
Where's
away
the... Where's the piriformis? So is that up at the top of your hip?
No.
In
it's
the back?
It's a deep hip external rotator, so it kind of attaches to your sacrum, kind of deep underneath it, which is your tailbone. Okay, and then it attaches to the head of your femur, the greater trochanter. So it's kind of like a rotator cuff muscle for the hip. And the sciatic nerve crosses right by it. So if it gets inflamed, it tends to kind of impress it or impinge it, and that can cause sciatic nerve pain. But it goes all the way up to the spine and everything else. So it's not just a quick fix of. And half the time when people say they have sciatic pain, it's actually not sciatic problems. It's not the sciatic nerves. It's a whole bunch of other things.
Like,
people self-diagnose themselves all the time with sciatic pain.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about it when we come back because I want to ask you about hip flexors, if that's got anything to do.
Hip flexors or hip flexors?
Flexors, plexors. Okay. What are they? Flexors?
Hip flexors, yes.
Flexors. There you go. I said plexors.
Yeah. It's okay.
I just invented a new body part.
Maybe I need to go study up on something.
Skip that chapter.
Yeah.
Oh back to gosh, the pseudoscience. We've got a bunch of pseudoscientists
all right,
in here.
Everyone, we're having too much fun. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shop, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo poo pee doo. To One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berriantos. I have Jill Lane and Daniel Tagg in studio. I've got a powerhouse here. These are some smart people. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics, biomechanics of resistance training. He's a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems. And he was a wildland firefighter. He's a man's man.
He really is. And we love having him on the show. And Jill Lane's been on since the very beginning. She's a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find all of our guest experts at OneLifeRadio.com. And this is a good time for me to ask you to listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, OneLifeRadio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com and listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors like Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web. I CW'd this morning. Maybe I CW'd a little bit more than I should have. I don't know. You pour, you stop. Oh, my gosh. We already talked about the amazing benefits of the Squatty Potty and the International Society of Sports Nutrition, who brings fellows like Sean Wells on the show, which is always great. And, of course, Sun Warrior. They are a fine company. I love their company. They have the best products. They really do. I'm looking at one of them here, Warrior Blend, plant-based protein with all essential amino acids. It's 100%. Organic, soy-free, it's no added sugar, so no, you won't find any sucralose or maltodextrin or all these things that I hate that they put in products and tell you that they're healthy. You won't find any of that in Sun Warrior. They're non-GMO, dairy-free, and vegan. For those of you that think it's great to eat a plant-based diet from time to time, which I do. I eat very little meat now. I just eat a little bit of fish, which is fine. You know, we all go through stages in life of what we eat, but I think the one thing that we really need to remember, and we talked about this at the beginning of the show with Jill Lane, about how you should really believe or get advice from about your health. Who should you? And so we were talking about the importance of food and you being in charge of your health and all these things that empower you as an individual.
When you're looking for somebody to help you with your health, whether it's a doctor or someone outside of the medical realm, whether it's a nutritionist, chiropractor, et cetera, I think really the biggest red flag would be someone that skips over the foundation. If your practitioner isn't willing or able or doesn't have the time to talk to you about food and exercise, stress management and sleep and mindset, then they are not someone that you should have on your team as your full-time health, you know, practitioner partner. More. That could be a doctor, and there's plenty of people in the natural health that are going to skip over all of that and want you to just soak your feet in some water that turns brown, but they're not going to teach you how to eat vegetables. None of that. If you want true long-term health, you have to get in and do the work with your food, with your exercise, with your mindset. And so you have to find practitioners that are going to help support you in that process. You have some acute needs for chiropractic, and certainly massage definitely falls into the mindset and physicality part of taking care of yourself. And some practitioners, coaching on that is out of their scope, but your main person, your doctor or your naturopath or whomever, should adjust as the science adjusts. And in this article, it's just so blasphemous, and it's that, you know, only the author, who's an MD, only assumes that MDs and other licensed people like dietitians and psychologists are only the ones who have an evidence-based mm-hmm. science practice.
What about Hippocrates? Like, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in Hippocrates having a discussion with the FDA, wouldn't you?
It's just a shame that we can't have a middle ground, and you can't be hypocritical in saying that we, you know, talk about the flaws of science, but then say, but we only have to go with, you know, what the science says, mm-hmm. because all the scientists that you have on will agree that science has flaws. There's so many flaws to science. It's costly. It's hard to control people, even in well-controlled studies. There's stuff that we can't control for. There's stuff we don't even know we should be controlling for, because it's such a new science, nutrition, and its impacts on healthcare. And so find someone that's not too extreme in either direction. Do your homework. Check referrals and references.
And get a massage.
And, yeah. Be in charge of your own health and get a massage from time to time, darn it. World would be a better place if
like
we were
segue?
All a little more relaxed.
Well, we were talking about sciatica.
Yes.
And I personally am very interested in this because I have dealt with sciatica since I had my first pregnancy, and I've had it ever since. I had a sciatica delivery, you name it. I mean, and I've been dealing with this for years. I do have to say, though, when I have taken better care of myself and gotten a massage and maybe got more weightlifting in and stuff like that, it doesn't bother me as much. I think it's related to a couple of things. Based on my training with Tina, that my hip flexors mm-hmm. are too tight, and maybe now I'm not not. My core isn't as strong as it needs to be. And I've gained a little weight and my boobs are too big. I'm serious. We were joking about that. We were laughing about it over the break. I've gained weight in my top area. My breast. And it's very uncomfortable. Maybe it's only just a half a pound in each one, but it's enough to make me feel like I'm slunched over all the time. And it just causes a lot of pain in my neck. It's a pain in the neck. And what do I do?
One of the reasons that it could be causing, because I always want to say could, right? Because there's 10 million different things that could be happening in the body. And anyone, like when you're saying, Jill, find the right practitioners, anyone who tells you that it is you, they tell you one thing about them, they're like, it is this. Body is not that simple, just plain and simple. Sometimes there are more common things, but it's someone needs to get their hands on you, check a whole bunch of different things, and find out what's really going on before they diagnose.
Right. Well, what's astounding to me is you don't have to gain that much weight in order for your body to really go sideways.
No, it makes a lot of difference.
Well, especially like we were talking during the break in regards to your posture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we all, I mean, myself included, I sit at my computer a lot. You know, stuff where you have a forward-facing posture. Our culture is so forward-facing,
yes.
Whether it's we pick up our kids, we're working in front of us, whatever it is, and it's... We're not doing a lot to bring us upright and mm-hmm. and to even, you know, extend the spine a little bit. And mm-hmm. so, you know, that over time just can cause a whole host of issues
in the spine. I would never in my wildest dreams have ever thought that I would be saying, my boobs are too big because,
right.
You know, I was flatsy.
Well,
growing up.
What can happen with that, right? Say you have gained a couple pounds there and then or a pound each side, whatever. But
it feels like a couple of pounds. I'm having to hold them and like push my shoulders back. It's terrible.
Yeah, so if your middle spine starts to get in a increased tension on it where there's more pressure on the middle back to where it's pulling it down, right? Because there's more force on gravity pulling it down. Your middle spine starts to flex. Well, your neck or your cervical spine, your eyes still have to find level. Okay, so your neck will kind of flex back to kind of find this forward position to where if you got a straight middle spine and you looked and you didn't change your neck position, you'd be looking almost straight up and slightly tilted forward with your
mm-hmm.
chin. Okay, so that's a constantly flexed position extended position in that upper neck or cervical spine. And there's a whole bunch of nerves that run back there. That's like the mecca of nerves in our whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Everything essentially attaches right at the base of the skull right there. And if you're constantly compressing those areas, you can compress and inflame a lot of nerves, which can shoot down in the shoulder, go all the way down to the hip.
That's what I think's going on with my shoulder.
Right.
Like, seriously, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I'm starting to go sideways over this, and it's difficult. You just have to really, you know, try to not let that happen. Don't gain weight. Don't do it.
Well, and if you've gained weight, too, you've caused more inflammation in the overall body, and that is just not a healthy position where things are inflamed. They could again be pressing in on nerves, and the whole system doesn't work as well when it's constantly inflamed.
This is a perfect example of how to use your medical team wisely. So in your instance, Burnett, you might say, okay, I'm going to get some massage. I'm going to start working on strength training exercises for my upper and middle back so that I can, you know, correct,
mm-hmm.
have some posture correction. I'm going to get up from my standing
right.
position throughout the day. But if over time that doesn't go away, then you need to go see a trained,
right.
you know, medical
professional.
Especially
if the pain continues.
My
yes.
grandmother was having arm and shoulder pain for a really long time, went to chiropractic, died of a heart attack because it was a heart. She was getting signs of a heart attack, and women have different heart attack signs on the left side than men do.
Mm-hmm.
And the chiropractor didn't tune into that. I love chiropractors, and I think everybody should receive regular chiropractic
right.
care. But
mm-hmm.
it just goes
there
to show
you
that if something that you're doing isn't fixing what you're hoping that person should be helping you with, you need to. Just do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
you are in charge of your own health.
I
don't know how any other way to say it. Like, we cannot turn a blind eye. We can't put all of our health into one other person. We are in charge of it.
Mm-hmm.
Good. It's such a good message. It really is. Daniel, what else do you want us to know about massage?
The main thing is...
What about
is
hand
just,
massage? Is that good?
We were talking about this. So, yes, I actually find when you're massaging the hand... Okay.
The hand.
Okay. We were making sure that we were designating then that
what
was
are the
what
benefits of a hand massage?
Okay. So for me, it's one of the most relaxing things because in today's world, especially with computers of typing, we're on the phones constantly, we're opening up doorknobs, everything we're doing, we're constantly using the hand and tensing up the hand, and we do not realize how much stress we hold our hands. We always talk about how much stress we can hold
mm-hmm.
our feet, and we do feet and scalp massages, which are all very good. But for me personally, one of the most relaxing massages I ever had was someone massaging my hand because we hold so much tension there, and it's an area that we never think about. We always think about the upper traps, the shoulders, the neck, which are all very good areas, but the hand is neglected. But yet we use our hands for everything, especially with typing and everything that's in our
It's the best part of a manicure.
And you can literally just massage your hand yourself too. I would say go to a trained practitioner to get the full benefit, but just kind of, you know, pressing in on it, kind of pressing up, down, across, and just kind of massage your own hand, and it can really help de-stress you, especially if you're in a stressful situation. What's the first thing you do? You tense up your hand and you tense up your shoulders.
That's true.
If you start to massage it, you have to physically relax it. That'll help relax your shoulder. It'll help to de-stress you in that situation.
Let's all go get a massage.
Falling asleep just talking about it.
I know, right?
All right. Daniel Tagg, Jill Lane, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have both of you in studio. Everyone out there, I hope you enjoyed the show. We're always thankful when you listen. You know what? You get one body. You get one mind and you get one life. Take control of it and get out there and make the most of it.